As we just heard, a number of Michigan cities struggle with evictions and with the social costs of housing insecurity. Three cities, Warren, Detroit, and Lansing, are among the top 100 large cities in America with the highest rates of court-ordered evictions. That's according to evictionslab.org, which tracks eviction data. But there are efforts afoot in cities in Michigan and across the nation to tackle housing issues through the court system. Jake Neer traveled to Cleveland to find out just what they're doing to stem the cycles of housing insecurity and poverty.
The Housing Division of Cleveland Municipal Court is now in session. Honorable Magistrate Sandra Lewis will be presiding.
Eviction cases here in Cleveland are handled in a small courtroom in a dark corner of the city's sprawling Justice Center, which takes up an entire city block. Dozens of people are crammed into the courtroom waiting for their cases to come up.
Thank you. You're here on the Housing Division's small claims docket. I've looked at these files and there are a number of issues, so you folks may be in for kind of a bumpy ride here.
According to Eviction Lab, Cleveland averages about 12 evictions per day. That's slightly higher than the national average for a major city. The housing court here is making a concerted effort to reduce that number.
It's kind of amazing. It's like a diversionary court for eviction.
That's Matthew Desmond. He's a researcher and author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book on America's eviction crisis titled Evicted. He also founded Eviction Lab.
There's full-time social workers in the court that are going to try to address the issue at the moment. And that's a court operation like an institution of justice, not like an eviction processing plant, which is what our status quo is.
The project he's referring to is a pilot program started under the watch of Judge Ron O'Leary, who oversees Cleveland's housing court. It brings in social workers to screen tenants who come to the court. O'Leary says the goal is to see if tenants are eligible for assistance through a variety of programs.
So we may see tenants who are seniors. We may see tenants who are veterans, or who have some mental or physical health issues or substance abuse issues.
That program made more than 1,500 referrals in 2017 and has almost reached that number already this year. Since the program has only been in place for about a year and a half, it's tough to compare data year over year. But preliminary numbers show that few people who have gone through this program have returned for another eviction case. And that's significant, since studies show that eviction is cyclical. People who are evicted once are likely to be evicted again. Judge O'Leary says he's encouraged by the results so far.
It was enough positive that I decided to make it a permanent part of what we do here at Housing Court.
But people who work with low-income tenants don't want it to stop there.
There are a number of measures that are sort of a part of the Cleveland Municipal Court that balance the situation a little bit more than some of the other courts that we're present in. But even with that, it's a pretty stark situation for tenants who are facing eviction.
That's Abigail Stout with the Legal Aid Society of Cleveland, which represents tenants who can't otherwise afford an attorney. She says unlike criminal defendants, tenants have no right to an attorney when they're being evicted. Stout is working on a project to increase the number of tenants the Legal Aid Society represents from less than 2% to about 10%. Eventually, they hope to guarantee the right to counsel for all tenants facing eviction. This is something that's already happened in New York City and San Francisco. Melanie Shakarian with the Legal Aid Society says those cities have seen huge benefits.
We know from the data from New York and San Francisco that it's pretty incredible. In excess of like $260 million is saved by kids staying in school, unused shelter beds.
But that's never been tried in the Midwest or a city like Cleveland, Detroit, or Warren. The Legal Aid Society of Cleveland is working with Judge O'Leary at the Housing Court to come up with a program that will provide more legal assistance for tenants who need it. And Shakarian says they don't want it to stop in Cleveland.
We feel like the efforts that we do here can be replicated from Cleveland to Detroit, to Pittsburgh, to Kansas City, to wherever else in the Midwest.
In the meantime, both of those programs are collecting data to quantify evictions and their cost. And that alone is progress, as data related to evictions is notoriously rare and difficult to find. I'm Jake Neer in Cleveland.